CRN News, this is Wen Jie. The Chinese government has issued a new statement about the impending visit to China by U.S. President Donald Trump, saying the world's two largest economies can realize a peaceful coexistence. China's foreign ministry has made the comments a day before Trump arrives in Beijing. The Chinese side says it's looking forward to the long-term sound development of bilateral ties. A statement also says the two countries shoulder special and important responsibilities in maintaining world peace as well as promoting global growth and prosperity. The U.S. ambassador to China is suggesting the upcoming meeting between Donald Trump and Xi Jinping will be very historic and significant. Terry Branstad is also lauding the frequent interaction between the two leaders, saying the interaction is helpful in solving thorny issues. Trump is due to arrive in China today on a three-day trip. Branstad says he anticipates the Korean Peninsula issue and bilateral trade will dominate Trump's agenda. A number of deals are also expected to be signed, covering various sectors, including manufacturing and energy. Premier Li Keqiang says China is willing to join Germany in promoting bilateral cooperation. The premier made the remarks in a telephone conversation with German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Tuesday. Li Keqiang said China would like to maintain high-level exchanges with Germany and ensure the new round of China-Germany intergovernmental consultation is a success. Merkel said Germany is willing to maintain high-level exchanges with China, strengthen communications and coordination, and get the preparations for the new round of the intergovernmental consultation started as soon as possible. China plans to finish its fifth station in the Antarctic in the next 5 years. Icebreaker Xue Long will leave Shanghai Wednesday to begin the country's 34th Antarctic expedition. One key objective of this expedition is to start construction of a new year-round research station on Inexpressible Island in Terra Nova Bay of the Ross Sea. The new base will fill in the blank left in China's Antarctic research since the Great Wall and Zhongshan stations cover different directions, one towards the Atlantic and the other towards the Indian Ocean. China also has the Taishan and Kunlun stations, two summer stations in the Antarctic inland ice sheet. New official figures show China's foreign trade in the service industry grew 8.8% through the first 9 months. Exports expanded 4.1%, while imports increased nearly 11%. Foreign buyers paid five times as much as the same period last year to use Chinese intellectual property through the first three quarters. Unlike manufacturing, China's service industry has a trade deficit. Imports in services were over 1.3 trillion yuan higher than exports from January to September. Data from the Chinese Central Bank shows the country's foreign exchange reserves grew for a ninth straight month in October. The reserves increased by over $7 billion last month, following a gain of nearly $17 billion in September. This is the first time the reserves have expanded for so long since June 2014. The Chinese and Philippine Coast Guards met in Beijing on Tuesday to exchange ideas on cooperation and matters of mutual concern. This is the first meeting of the Joint Coast Guard Committee on Maritime Cooperation established in February. The two sides agreed to focus on cooperation in cracking down on cross-border maritime crimes, drug control, as well as search and rescue at sea. Coast Guard ships of the two countries will visit each other and conduct joint exercises in the first half of next year. A Taiwan fighter jet went missing off North Taiwan during a regular training exercise at sea on Tuesday night. The local Air Force says the Mirage 2000 fighter jet from the military base in Hsinchu lost contact with the control tower at a little past 6:40 p.m., reportedly going missing about 90 nautical miles north-northeast of Keelung. The FBI says they have the cell phone of the suspect in the Texas church shooting. Special Agent Chris Combs told reporters he didn't know how long it would take to get access to what is on it, but officers are going to keep working on that phone. Authorities say Devin Patrick Kelly fired at least 450 rounds of ammunition at worshippers in the attack at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs on Sunday. For CRN News, I'm Wen Jie.